This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Leading House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday, accusing him of abusing his office for personal political gain and obstructing the congressional impeachment inquiry. It was only the fourth time in the 243-year history of the United States that impeachment charges have been brought against an American leader, although Trump's removal from office remains unlikely.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, head of the panel that will consider the impeachment articles, contend that Trump sees himself as above the law. Six tourists are now confirmed dead as a result of the volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island Monday. New Zealand police say the latest victim died Tuesday night. In addition to the six confirmed deaths, eight others are missing and presumed dead, and at least 31 have been injured. U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday, with the two nuclear powers discussing the possibility of extending their last remaining major arms control deal. It is Lavrov's first visit to Washington since May 2017. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an upscale Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday, causing an unknown number of casualties. Somali police and security forces have cordoned off the hotel as they attempt to flush out the attackers. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Meanwhile, President Trump criticized FBI Director Christopher Wray on Tuesday, one day after the U.S. Justice Department's independent inspector general said it did not uncover any evidence of political partnership when the FBI started investigating communications between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in 2016. Wray said in an ABC News interview on Monday that the inspector general found the investigation was open and appropriate predication and authorization, but noted the inspector general found the FBI made numerous mistakes during its inquiry. He was asked in the interview about Attorney General William Barr continuing to insist that the candidate was spied on by the FBI.
I think my responsibility is to stay focused on our work. And to speak truthfully and completely about the information I have, to call balls and strikes. I think that's what people expect of the FBI director, and that's what they're going to get.
Trump added, with that kind of attitude, he will never be able to fix the FBI, which is badly broken despite having some of the greatest men and women working there. The Justice Department Inspector General says in the report the FBI was justified in opening an investigation in 2016 into suspected ties between Trump elections campaign and Russia, saying officials had enough evidence to authorize an inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday announced agreement on a modified North American trade pact, handing President Trump a major Capitol Hill win on the very same day the Democrats announced their impeachment charges against him. The California Democrats said the revamped U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is a significant improvement over the original North American Free Trade Agreement, crediting Democratic negotiators.
There is no question, of course, that this trade agreement is much better than NAFTA. But in terms of our work here, it is infinitely better than what was initially proposed by the administration.
The U.S. government misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war, according to a published report. AP's Mike Rossi reports.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post show ever-changing U.S. strategy and misstatements about the state of the war in Afghanistan across three White House administrations. The Post obtained thousands of pages of documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. It accessed interviews conducted in a lessons learned project by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The project, known as CIGAR, has produced seven reports so far. According to the Post, John Sopko, the head of CIGAR, admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.